New figures have revealed the devastating impact the prolonged drought has had on kangaroos, particularly in New South Wales, the state kangaroo population plummeting by more than a quarter in 1 year. Data from the New South Wales Department of Planning, Industry and Environment shows there were 10.5 million grey and red kangaroos and wallaroos in 2020. That compared to 14 million of the animals in 2019. Volunteers at WIRES, that's the Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service, have seen the decline firsthand, with many orphan joeys being brought in for care. Christy Jarrett is a WIRES volunteer in the New South Wales Central Coast. Christy, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Do these figures I just mentioned there from the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment, do they match up with what you're seeing on the ground, Christy?
Yes, I totally agree with those figures. I think maybe they're a little bit conservative on the ground. We had a number of rescues over the last couple of years, especially towards the end of the drought, which were showing big numbers of kangaroos coming into care or needing rescue. And since the drought has eased, these numbers have also eased. That kind of indicates to us that a lot of those animals perished during the drought, and, you know, the animals that are remaining are under less stress now, which is a good thing.
Okay, the animals that are remaining under less stress because there's been rain?
Because there's been rain and because there are less, I guess, in the environment as well.
Okay. How many kangaroo rescues did you have last year? Do you have those figures?
Yeah, so in 2019, which was probably not the peak of our rescue numbers for that period, we had about 760, and that includes all kinds of rescues. So joey pouch checks, you know, roadside injuries, all kinds of macropod rescues. In the year prior to that, in 2018, we actually had over 1,000. So those numbers really increased during the depth of the drought.
And are those figures, the figures during the drought years, are they much higher than other years?
Definitely. So we would go, I think 2014, we had probably around about 400. And during those, you know, progressive years, they would gradually get, you know, higher and higher. So this year, I know it's only early days, but we're on track to probably have around 500, so a half okay. of that peak. Yeah.
So what's going on in the drought year that you have so many roo rescues? Is it simply explained by the kangaroos being forced closer to roads where they can get killed, I suppose, as roadkill, exactly. as they search for food and water? Is that what's going on?
Exactly right. So animals are looking for new home ranges. And so kangaroos are pretty sedentary animals. They don't normally travel around unless they have to. So when they start to move around like that, that's when they get into trouble. They don't know the environment that they're moving into, and fences and dogs and all kinds of things can happen to them.
So does that mean these figures are cyclical, can be predicted that kangaroo populations increase when a drought breaks, and when drought time is there, that they are dramatically reduced? Is that a normal cycle?
It is a normal cycle. They are that kind of animal, that they would breed to the environment and what is going on in the countryside. But having said that, they take a long time to build back up again. So as a wildlife carer, I raise kangaroos myself. I know it takes, you know, a good 18 months to get a joey to weaning stage, and then a good 2 years before we release that animal back out into the wild. And they hang with their mother for quite a long time. They're a slow-growing animal. So it'll take them a number of years to get back up to the kind of figure that they were talking about before. And then you throw in a natural disaster like a bushfire, and then we don't know what that's going to mean.
Well, speaking of the bushfires, is this happening to other animal species, to native animal species, particularly in the koalas? Because we know they were really, really hit hard and hurt hard by the fires. But what about a koala population in the drought?
Absolutely. So we found all of the animals that we would normally deal with. The numbers for rescues increased during those timeframes, just the same as the kangaroos, really. And, you know, during the end of 2019, we experienced a really severe die-off of foliage in the canopies of our local forests. I'm in the central west of New South Wales, and so we had a lot of die-off, and we would get a number of koalas into care based on starvation alone. So a lot of animals have been impacted by, you know, this very severe drought, and we don't really know what that's going to mean for population numbers going forward.
Again, though, you know, I talk about the cycle of this because there are years when we're doing stories on this program about kangaroo culls. You know, I've been in and around the suburbs of Canberra, spent a lot of time in Canberra over my life, and, you know, sometimes where you can't move because of the kangaroo population down in the suburbs, I guess forced there because of the drought. So is there anything that can and should be done to sort of help smooth out these cycles? We've got this El Nino event now, bringing large rain to large parts of the East Coast. Is there more that should be done to protect our native populations?
I think if politicians made the legislation cyclical as well, so during, you know, the good times they were culling kangaroos, they haven't actually changed that position very much since that time during the whole of the drought. So my personal viewpoint would be I would like to see these animals actually being protected during the difficult times as opposed to culling them, so that we do have a population for the future.
Christy Jarrett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Christy Jarrett, a WIRES volunteer in the New South Wales Central Coast. You're listening to RN Breakfast. WIRES just do a great job whenever any of us come across an injured animal out in the bush. It's the first number we think to look for, isn't it? So good on all those WIRES volunteers.